The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
The Gem State's unemployment rate is sitting at 3%, but in the Magic Valley, that number is even lower at 2.5%. Sounds like great news, but is it? We spoke with Twin Falls Mayor Sean Berger about the benefits and the challenges of dealing with this. I started the conversation by asking how that area was able to bring the unemployment rate so low.
I think it's really been the economic success that our region has seen post-recession, not only with new companies like Chobani and Cliff Bar here in Twin Falls, but with continued expansion of the long-time businesses that we've had here.
So is this a good thing to have, or are there some challenges, maybe some unforeseen challenges, having an unemployment rate this low? And the reason why I ask that is it just seems like such a great thing when you hear unemployment is that low.
So I think on the positive side, looking at the employment rate, when you're at a 3% unemployment, that means 97% of the people are employed, and that's a very positive thing. We have great jobs available here in the Twin Falls area and throughout the Magic Valley, and that means that folks are able to have good quality employment to help support their quality of life. The challenge comes for those businesses as they're looking to continue to expand, or as we have new industry that's looking at the area, there's a very shallow labor pool available to help with that expansion.
And that can be the ultimate problem right there, is not having that pool of potential employees that you need.
Absolutely. And so then you're looking at long-term solutions like creating a better training pipeline for students that are coming out of the school system here. We certainly have great partnerships with the College of Southern Idaho in that industry training. But again, those are sort of long-term solutions. And when you have a company that's looking at, saying, adding 100 jobs in the next few months, that's a huge number of people to have trained up and available there. The second thing then that we look at is trying to recruit people to move to the Twin Falls area because of the employment opportunities. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. It's very positive that people can have great employment to help support their lifestyle, and we're a wonderful place to live, work, and play, but it creates some restrictions on how quickly those companies can expand as they need to meet their market needs.
And these jobs that you're talking about expanding, we've heard, Chobani wanting to expand, Cliff Bar, those types of things. Are these jobs paying sustainable wages? Are there benefits? Are these good jobs? Are these worth people moving to the area for?
Absolutely. And we sort of refer to those as, we call them, base jobs. So these are good quality jobs that pay a living wage. They have benefits. Some of the companies have really robust benefits packages and perks that go along with them. Really beyond more of the service sector jobs, the minimum wage type positions that may not have benefits associated with them, that many people who are in those jobs are underemployed. They have a skill set that they could be moving to these other positions, but they may be working two or three of these lower wage jobs. It's across the spectrum of the kinds of jobs that are available, but we really pride ourselves in our economic development efforts to work with good corporate citizens who are providing livable wages to their employees with robust benefits.
I was just in Twin Falls Sunday, and every time I'm in Twin Falls, I always see something new. There's a new business, there's a new building, there seems to be so much growth in your city. And I'm sure that's because of, these businesses coming in. But let's talk about housing in that, in the sense that we know in certain parts of our state, housing is going up. It's becoming unaffordable. How is that in Twin Falls? Even though you have sustainable wages for a lot of people, what does the housing look like?
Housing is another of those challenges that we face as a community. We have traditionally been a single-family home type market. So if you're looking for a single-family home, we have lots of those. If you would prefer to live in an apartment or a townhome or a condo, we don't have a very large inventory of that available here in the community. And also, even in the single-family home range, we tend to have some higher-end homes that are being built, And so that sort of middle of the road workforce housing, there is not as much of that available. I do know that we have a lot of local developers who are making a commitment to build more of those single family workforce housing affordable homes. And we are starting to see increased interest in apartments, townhomes, condos, particularly with our recent downtown renovation here in Twin Falls. A lot of interest in doing some apartment-style living down there and other projects that will be coming on in the next several months.
We're discussing the Twin Falls and Magic Valley economy with Mayor of Twin Falls, Sean Berger. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can always contact us through email, on Twitter, or on our Facebook page. Sean, I want to shift gears just a little bit, and let's talk about the role of immigrants and refugees in Twin Falls. Because for years, you've been a place where it's been incredibly welcoming for immigrants and refugees. In fact, the College of Southern Idaho has had a program in place, going on 20 years?
Even longer than that, since the 1980s.
That's right. And so talk a little bit about that program and how it has affected Twin Falls.
So first, I think to immigration in general, because of our agricultural roots here in the Magic Valley, we have a long history of migrant labor. So back in the day when migrant workers would sort of traverse their way across the Pacific Northwest, working up in Washington State and in Oregon and coming to Idaho and helping with the harvest seasons through agriculture, that's been going on for decades here. Now we're seeing a lot of those immigrants who traditionally were more migratory wanting to settle down. So primarily in our dairy industry here, as we've seen that grow since the 1980s and early 90s, a lot more of those primarily Hispanic workers are finding opportunities to settle in to full-time positions. When it comes to the Refugee Resettlement Program, as I mentioned, that started back in the 1980s, really out of a humanitarian effort helping to address the needs for these refugees as they were escaping trauma and atrocities throughout the world. We've historically had 200 to 300 refugees who have been resettled in the Twin Falls area each year since that time. And we have a long history of employers finding opportunities to put those refugees to work in quality jobs. And we're continuing to see that with some of our new companies who have grown here as well.
And we do know with the current presidential administration, you have seen a drop, as all communities have, in refugee resettlement. How has that affected or is affecting your economy?
You know, I think the impact is actually the opposite. I don't think that it's having necessarily a negative impact on our industry. I think it's really a negative impact for those refugees and the opportunities that they've traditionally had here that they don't have now because they're not able to immigrate to the U.S. Our refugee resettlement program here in Twin Falls is looking at somewhere down in the 100 range of the number of refugees who will come in this year. It's a very small percentage of the total workforce here, so that's why I don't think that it has a huge impact on industry. It's not like they're unable to fill positions because we don't have this flow of refugees coming into the community. But I think from a social perspective, it really is unfortunate for those refugees who are currently living in refugee camps around the world to not have that opportunity to come be a part of, as you mentioned, a very welcoming community.
And have you heard from any of those refugees? I mean, is there, has a conversation been had even with your partners at CSI on this resettlement program?
So, historically, the college and the community have been very engaged in helping these refugee families who come to integrate into the systems here, whether that's in the school district with young children or with employment at some of our local industries. It is a national conversation. It is something that is really being driven by the current presidential administration. And so it's difficult for a voice as small as the city of Twin Falls to have much influence in that broader conversation. But we certainly visit with our partners, with the Idaho Dairymen's Association regarding immigration issues in general, understanding that there are jobs available here and a need for warm bodies to come occupy those positions and help to support the local economy.
And what's in the future for Twin Falls? Because, as I said earlier, you know, the growth there is pretty magnificent to see, right? I mean, good or bad. Some people like growth, some people don't like growth. But where do you want to take Twin Falls?
You know, Twin Falls is a city, while when you roll into town, it may feel like we're growing out of control, we actually have fairly steady growth. It's 1.5 to 2% a year. It's very manageable from a city government perspective. We're able to keep up with the infrastructure improvements to accommodate that kind of growth. Our industries are certainly seeing opportunity to continue to grow their operations to help meet their market needs. But as we've talked about here, labor is a concern when we have a shortage of that. Housing is a concern. But as a community, we really are looking at that steady growth into the future and opportunities to enhance the community to make it the kind of place that more people want to live, work, and play.
And I have to say, it is a beautiful place to recreate. When you go into Twin Falls and you go across the bridge, it is a sight to be seen, that is for sure.
It is definitely nature's playground, and as a community, we've really made investments to try to engage people in that with our Canyon Rim Trail system, with enhanced bike paths and facilities, with our investment in our historic downtown, creating public gathering spaces, and really enhancing that sense of community that we can all have here.
That was Twin Falls Mayor Sean Berger. I spoke with him a little bit earlier. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.